I'm DJ Frederick, and we're keeping music independent here on All Indie Radio. You're listening on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams.
Bye.
band called Mind Veneration with a cover of the Monkees' Shades of Grey. Before that, something unreleased by Greenland and Craig, tune called The Flame, and hopefully that's going to be released on Independent Project Records coming up in 2022. We started off with a Swansea Sound and Indies of the World. Well, these are Indies of the World here on All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick, spinning indie folk, indie pop, and indie rock, and even some chill hop music. Welcome aboard. Glad you're listening here on WMNB LP 107.1.
There's a special type of bee that nests in the cliffs of the high country of the Hindu Kush in the Himalayas, and there are hunters willing to climb these steep cliffs to harvest the rare honey the bees produce. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of the Apis laboriosa bee. The beekeepers are local men who practice the dangerous art of harvesting high-altitude honey.
These people are honey hunters, and honey hunting is their livelihood. The honey from Apis laboriosa is very, very expensive, and it is being used in Japanese medicine, Korean medicine, and Chinese medicine, and there is great demand for this high-altitude honey.
Farooq Ahmad directs an international beekeeping project working with honey hunters. He says that the lure of this valuable honey is threatening to destroy the cliff bees.
Bees are not for honey only. The major task of bees is pollination.
The beekeeping project has been teaching honey hunters about the important role that bees play in sustaining the local ecosystem. If these bees are over-harvested, local crops may fail and the valuable honey will disappear.
Now honey hunters believe if their bees go, if they are totally destroyed, then their livelihood will go. So we are working with them while harvesting honey from different cliffs. We are trying to make people understand that all the bee combs should not be harvested. At least 20 to 50% bee colonies should stay there on different cliffs.
Farooq says in recent years, cliff bee colonies have also been threatened by recreational climbers who remove the honeycombs, never knowing the damage they cause. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Later, I'm still one.
From Wellington, New Zealand, recorded in the year of 1986. That was the Jonas with So Leisurely here on All Indie Radio.
Time. If I just sweat it, then I can work it out. Thank you.
beautiful song by Capitano Merletti, God Sent Me a Letter. And indeed he has, in many ways. Before that, Sweeps with Morning Song from the Escapism cassette. And we started off with 17 Years, band called 17 Years, and Home Planet from their Butterfly cassette. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to All Indie Radio, spinning indie folk, indie pop, and indie rock here on WMNB. All Indie Radio has been on the airwaves now in one form or another since Y2K, so thank you for listening. If you'd like to correspond, my email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Until next week, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, keep your radio free and independent.